It's gonna come.
Blog Talk Radio.
Goodbye, your president. Take one together, running over. So it's gonna come back home on everything. Goodbye, your president. Take one together, running over. So it's gonna come back home on everything. Keep on casting your bread upon the waters. To come back home on every way. Good measure, present, shaking together, running over. So you're going to come back home on every way. Keep on casting your bread upon the waters. So you're going to come back home on every way. Now there are people never receiving anything from God at all. Now don't you waver, keep on giving. So this week come back to you. Keep on casting your bread upon the water. So you're going to come back home on every week. Keep on casting your bread upon the waters, so it's gonna come back home on every way. Goodbye, your president, take one together, running over, so it's gonna come back home on every way. Keep on casting your bread upon the waters, so it's gonna come back home on every way. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God for today. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. We glorify God, we honor God, we worship him, we praise him. Horia bastandoria imblondoro kosekenderia imblanda imblanda imblondia. Yes, thank you, Jesus. We receive from your throne of grace today your spirit, your word, your anointing, your grace, your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Want to thank all our brethren and our partners and friends and well-wishers from all over the world, our relations. And as many of you that have been helping this ministry with your offerings and tithes and gifts and donations, I want to tell you that we appreciate your efforts and God continue to bless you all for everything you do to keep the work of God going on. And we are all praying for you, for God to continue to prosper you and your families and your businesses, your jobs, your husbands, your wives, your children, your family, your education. Everything is blessed by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Every good thing coming from above, and every bad thing comes from the devil. We reject all the bad things that the devil has, and we receive all that God has for us today. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching your way from Langham, Maryland, this is Archbishop Stephen John Bucuro speaking from USA, God's Word. Rema word that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Today, I'm led to share with you on the topic, there is one that scatters. God laid my heart to share this topic because it is very necessary and it is a key to blessings in our lives and in everything we do. These are biblical principles that God laid down in the scriptures, which we can apply in our daily living, and we receive from God all that he has for us. Our text is taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. It says, there is one that scatters and yet increased. There is another one that holdeth more than it met, and yet got not. There is one that scatters. There is one that gives. There is one that shares. There is one that will not hold back. Oh, there's another one that wants to hold back. Some people like to hold back, and that is the worldly mind, the worldly concept. Keep it, hold it, hide it away. But which of these is God's method? God's method is scatter it, share it, give it out, sow it, plant it, and you reap. Oh, yes, he that soweth reapeth, right? From the Bible all the way from Genesis. He says, there is seed time and harvest time. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. As long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall never end. You know, there's the time to sow, there's the time to reap. And I tell you, this is a very powerful biblical principle. As the night follows day, so reaping follows sowing. Giving and receiving are tied together. He that giveth sparingly receives sparingly. He that giveth generously receives generously. It's a spiritual law which even unbelievers apply them and they get the reward. You know, so these are the biblical principles. He giveth power for you to make wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18, he says, you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to create wealth. God gives you power to create wealth. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. And then it says, he giveth seed to the sower. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 10, he giveth seed to the sower. So when you made yourself a sower, one that gives, one that plants, one that shares, it is the more reason God is going to give back to you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give to your bosom. And Jesus made it clear in Luke chapter 6, St. Luke's Gospel chapter 6, oh, praise God, the man of God, Apostle Lyndon Frost, God bless you. You are welcome to this program. God bless you. I always enjoy your ministry on Facebook, and you beaming from Tennessee. Yeah, thank you so much, and your family. God continue to bless you and reward you and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. I saw your daughter wedding. We thank God for that. We appreciate all of you. We congratulate your daughter's wedding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someday I should visit Tennessee sometime, and I'll come and watch you with two people at the Tennessee church sometime in the future. We pray for that. You know, so today we are sharing on there is one that scatters and yet reaps. And this verse is spoken by King Solomon, the richest man that ever lived in his day. King Solomon is sharing his biblical principles for success, because Solomon was a successful man of God. Don't mind that he backslid through women. You know, eventually Solomon backslid through women and so on. But leave that aspect. We want to talk about the positive aspect of King Solomon's life. He wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. He wrote Proverbs. And then he wrote the Song of Solomon. Right here in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, King Solomon shares the secret of his prosperity, because he was the prosperous man on earth. the most richest man on earth, just like you have Bezos and Bill Gates and all the rest of them. He was the richest man on earth as at that time. And here he shares his biblical principles. In Proverbs 11, verses 23-24, he said, there is one that scatters and yet gets. There is another one that keeps more than enough and yet does not have. Oh, Pastor Linda, I know you are one of those who scattered. You are a giver, and that is why God is blessing you. I remember when I was with you in Alabama at the church, you sacrificed everything to help us and minister. So God is rewarding you now. I can see it in your family. God is blessing you and your children. Your children are, graduates and so on, and your ministry is not blossoming because you are a giver. You sow, and because you sow, you are reaping, and you continue to reap in the name of Jesus Christ. And so many others who are still sowing, I tell you, God, we continue to reward you all in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, these are the biblical keys. If they give us seed, so the sower, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Because you are sowing, the more reason God will put seed into your life so that you can sow more. The truth is this. God is looking for channels through whom he can bless humanity. Because humanity is suffering. People are poor. They are in need. Go to Africa, the Philippines, India, and all those places, you see people living below poverty level. They can't even afford 3 square meals a day. God is looking for people he can entrust with his wealth and riches. And how are you going to get that blessing? The blessing of God entrusting you with his wealth and riches. It is you sowing in the work of the Lord. You sow in the life of the servants of God. You sow in the work of God in the church. You know, sometimes people think the only way to give is to give to the church. That's not true. You need to read the Bible and see what is going on. Let's follow the biblical, the biblical principles. Jesus said, give and it shall be given back to you. He didn't mean that you must give to a church building. You see, it's human mindset to make people to think that when they give, they must give at the church or give to the church or give. You know, the church is not all that we can give to. Someone gave a meal to the prophet Elijah in the scriptures. Another person gave a room to the prophet Elisha, and so on and so forth. So giving is not limited to the church premises. You can even give to the poor. In Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, when you give alms to the poor, he said, let not your right hand know what your left hand is doing, which means keep it secret. You know, so giving is more than giving at the church. I give at the church. I give offerings, seed faith, and so on, and tithe. I give at the church, but giving does not end at the church. No, that's not true. Read through the Bible. Giving, it says, so bountifully, and you shall receive. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6. King Solomon wrote this scripture. He says, in the morning, sow thy seed. In the evening, withhold not thy hand, for you know not which of these seeds you have sown that will bring the blessing. You see, because many times we sow in the morning, we don't sow in the evening. Sometimes we want to give only when it is convenient. Sometimes we want to give only when we want to give. Sometimes we want to give to people who have given to us only. That's not true. You are not supposed to be giving to somebody who gave to you. You see, you can still give generally and give and I tell you, these things work. I have practiced them, and I see that it is working. It is working. You know, the power of the seed. The seed shall bruise the head of the serpent. You know, the seed. So in the morning, so thy seed, in the evening, we throw not thy hand. For we know not which of these shall bring the blessing. You know, the giving that brings prosperity and abundance. Yeah, in our ministry, we are involved in evangelism and crusading and seminars. We are involved in radio broadcasting and TV outreaches. By the grace of God, God is using us to reach millions of people around the world through this media, and many souls are being saved, many healings and miracles, and testimonies we receive every day through the phone calls, emails, and text messages. I tell you, God is a good God. And we want to announce to you that we need your help. We need your support for our ministry. We need some financial donations and contributions from all our brothers and sisters and friends and ministry partners and relations and everyone we know. And if you go to our website, www.mysite24hoursprayers.mysite.com, you see the various steps you can use in giving there. One of the ways we receive donations to our ministry is you text the word give to the number 833-846-5808. You text the word give to the number, area code 833-846-5808. I read it again. You tell the word give to the number, area code 833-846-6808. When you test it, you follow the prompt and you can give whatever God lay your heart. You are not under pressure. Oh, people do this and they receive what God has for them. Anything at all is welcome. Oh, yes. Some people are able to give $100, good. Some people are able to give $50. Some people are able to give $20. Some people are able to give $5. Somebody gave $1. They are all welcome. Oh, we're not going to throw it away. Oh, Jesus never threw away the two farthings. There's a widow in the Bible who brought two farthings. Jesus received. So who are we to throw away God's offering? No, we don't do that. So nothing is too small and nothing is too big. Whatever you send to this ministry is welcome. We're going to pray over it that God should bless you and your family. And we know God will never fail you in the name of Jesus. He has never failed before. And those who have been given before, they testify of God's goodness. Another way you can give is to send us checks or money orders or even cash. You know, checks or money orders or cash made payable to Jesus Christ Global Mission Incorporated, 10202 Galaxy View Lane, Lanham, Maryland, 20703. The address is on our website, www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. So when you mail us checks or money orders or cash or postal orders, you make it to Jesus Christ Global Mission Incorporated, 10202 Galaxy View Lane, Lanham, Maryland, 20706. It goes into the work of the Lord. It's not for any other thing. It's not for any other purpose. It's for ministry. Because right here we have our auditorium, which we are trying to furnish, we are trying to equip it, and we're going to be using it for ministry, and you can seat a lot of people, and we're furnishing it right now, putting equipment in there, and I want you all to help, and I tell you, God will bless you and reward you, but whatever you give is welcome, and it will go to the ministry. We are not It's called a non-profit. You know, everything is non-profit. We are not here to profit from people's donation. It is for the work of the Lord, you know. And some of you can use the PayPal. We have our PayPal email, stevenbiokoro@gmail.com, stevenbiokoro@gmail.com. PayPal, welcome that also. And then also we have the Cash App. The Cash App is the dollar sign, and then capital letter S, and then BIOKORO for the Cash App. The phone number for it is 202-460-7110. And welcome Cash App donation. The third one is bank transfer. Wood Forest National Bank, account number 156-439-4581. Again, Wood Forest National Bank, account number 156-439-4581. Then it has a routing number 05-311-2592. Routing number 05-311-2592. When you get on our website, www.24hoursprayer.mysite.com, you see all the details there. For those international, our international people in various parts of the world, you can use the SWIFT code. We have an international SWIFT code where people use to reach us. The international SWIFT code is capital letter WONAUS. Capital letter WONAUS, the number 44. With the number 44 at the end of P, this is the SWIFT code for international transfers. All these are various methods people have been using to send us free will donations and free gifts to help the ministry going on. We are able to reach out to many people. We pay for airtime and we buy equipment for broadcasting. And then we go on mission trips also, and evangelism, crusading, and conferencing. We do all this all the time. We need your financial support to keep us going. And we know that God will reward you abundantly. People want to sponsor football. They sponsor boxer. Are you to that? A boxer will be given millions of dollars just to go and hit somebody else and beat somebody else. You know, is that where our money should be going to? Money should be going to the work of God. Yeah, the money should be coming to the ministry, to the church, to the servants of God, to the ministers of the gospel. Yeah, that's what it should be. Money doesn't have to go to wrestlers. This is WWE, wrestling champion. When I watch those things, I start laughing. Wrestling world champion. And Faith Daniel, you are welcome. God bless you. How are you and your husband and the children? God continue to bless you all in Jesus' name. Yeah. I look at those, say football. You want to sponsor wrestlers. They go and sponsor boxers. People who are going to box with millions of dollars, they sponsor wrestlers, Hulk Hogan, and all those wrestling champions. They sponsor them with millions of dollars. And then when it comes to the work of God, people give excuses. They give flimsy excuses. This is not good. You know, how will you sponsor sports activity, wrestlers, musicians, you sponsor boxers, people who are there to be boxing, hitting people. He paid them millions of dollars, and then and they don't even use it for the work of God. They are all drunkards, the drug addicts, and so on and so forth. And here is the work of God. And we are appealing to every one of you to give to the ministry. And let God reward you. Oh, yes, what you do for God is what shall remain. And it's very important that we start to give to the work of the Lord. You go to our website, www.24hoursprayer.mysite.com. You will see all the various ways of giving to our ministry. And I know God will reward you. Yes. God has never failed any giver. He giveth seed to the sower. Jesus said, give and ye shall receive. He said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give to your bosom. Good measure. So the reward always comes. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You didn't lose anything when you gave. When you gave, you only opened the door for you to receive. I remember when I give to other ministries and churches and servants of God, I tell you, I always have testimony. It took me long. God's going to reward me in one way or the other. You know? So these are things we must do as Christians. It is not optional. In Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said, when you give, do not let the whole world to hear you giving. Just give in secret. Then your Father who seeth in secret shall reward you openly. Jesus said, when you give, you see, which means it is something we must do. It is our habit. It is something that we do, you know, to receive God's blessings. Some people say giving does not bring the blessings of God. I say, no, you are lying. God himself said, Jesus said, give and ye shall receive. Good measures, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give to your bosom. You know, so Jesus has already made it clear that your giving brings your receiving. Sometimes people want to push it away. They say, no, giving does not bring blessing. I say, you are the liar. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 8 to the end, he says, you have robbed God. How did you rob God? In not giving your tithes and offering to the work of God, you have robbed God. You have robbed God with your stinginess, with your selfishness, with your greed. You don't want to give to the work of God. You don't want to give to the servant of God. You don't want to give to the ministry. And so you are hoarding it. You are keeping it away. It is the reason the devourer comes. What is the devourer? Malachi chapter 3, from verse 8 to the end, the devourer is what makes you to spend unnecessarily. Sicknesses and diseases and their problems and troubles and unexpected expenses. You know, all of a sudden, certain things are happening and they are taking your money from you and all that stuff. Those are the devourer. God said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. When you prove me with your tithes and offerings, with your donations and your gifts to the work of God, God said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. God wants to rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he wants to open the windows of heaven. He wants to pour you blessings that you will not have enough space to keep. He wants to make you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Oh, yes, that's the word of God, the God of Abraham. Hey, the God of Abraham, the God Almighty, the God of Abraham, in Jehovah, the Lord Almighty, the God of mine. Ye Jehovah, the Lord of Eledim. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Ye Jehovah, the God of Abraham. Ye Jehovah, the Lord of Eledim. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, praise the Lord. Sing hallelujah, hey Jehovah, the God of Eledim. Sing hallelujah, hey Jehovah, the Lord Almighty. Hey Jehovah, the Lord of Eledim. He is Jehovah, the God of Abraham, the God that heals you of poverty, the God that heals you of profession, the God that heals you of failure, the God that heals you of backwardness, the God that heals you of poverty and penury and hardship, the God of Abraham, the God that called Abraham and said, I will bless you and I will make you a blessing. You know, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, 3. God said, I will bless you, Abraham, and I will make you a blessing. You ask me whether God blesses people? Oh, yes, I have been blessed by God. Oh, yes, God blesses his people. And then he said, whosoever blesses you, I will bless. Whosoever curses you, I will curse. You see? But there was a test. What was the test? Abraham, take your son, your only son Isaac, and go and throw him at the altar. Put him at the altar and slaughter him as an offering. Abraham did not disobey. Even if you will disobey. A lot of people will say that. My only son Isaac, I got to put him on the altar of God and slay him as a sacrifice? Yes. Abraham obeyed to the letter, and he took his son Isaac, and he took him to Mount Moriah, and laid him on the altar. Abraham took the knife, and he was ready to slay his son as an offer unto God. Abraham was ready to offer Abraham to offer Isaac unto God as a sacrifice. He obeyed to the letter. While he was trying to do that, God spoke, Abraham, I have tested you, and you passed the test. What is the test? Take that thing that is very important to you and put it in the work of God. Put it in the ministry. Give it out to a servant. Give it out to a man of God. Give it out to the work of God. And Abraham obeyed to the letter. And when he obeyed, God released the promise of the blessing. The blessing came upon him. And today we are still experiencing it because we are the seed of Abraham through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are the seed of Abraham, and we inherit the Abrahamic covenant. You know, God has promised us his blessings, and we must do like Abraham did. Oh, yes. Abraham sacrificed unto God. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. I used to hear Ola Roberts, they like to say that thing. I like that statement. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. So Abraham made a great sacrifice, you know, and he paid off. Today he's still paying off. I about God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to save the whole world. By going to Golgotha Hills and dying on the cross, suffered, was beaten, was bruised, was slapped, and to save the whole world, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. By his stripes we are healed. So God gave. God himself is a giver. Oh, yes. Are you surprised? God is a giver. He gave his only begotten son. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. God is the biggest giver of all time. He gave his only begotten son. What a great sacrifice. He gave all. He gave all. All he got was the son, Jesus Christ. He sacrificed his son to come and die for us to be saved. You know, it's the reason why we must give today. We must give. Yes, we must give like God. God is a giver. He giveth us rain and the sun. He gives us seed to sow. He gives us health. You know, for it is he that giveth the power to make wealth. So thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to create wealth. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. He said, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to create wealth. It is God that gives you power to work. That you go to work every day. I work. I go to work. Oh, yes. Oh, I'll be going to work tonight too. And then I'll be back home tomorrow morning. You know, you go to work. You know, God is working. So we are working. But for the ministry, we put our finances into the ministry. Good. But that's not enough. We need all of you to support. We need all of you to give. We need all of you to sow. And nothing is too small and nothing is too big. You know, the woman who gave 2 farthings in the Bible, Jesus did not reject her. The woman gave 2 little farthings. You know, yeah, when I read that passage, it's very interesting. They were giving offering in the church, in the work of God, and some people were dropping so much. Some people had so much to give and so on. But Jesus was looking at them as they were giving. Then there came a widow woman. The Bible calls her a widow woman. Maybe her husband is gone, and so she was alone. She didn't have so much. And the scripture says she gave her last farthing, you know, 2 farthings, like penny, just like penny, little penny. She gave it to God. Maybe that's all she got. And Jesus was happy with her. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, nothing is too small and nothing is too big. All is for the work of God. Here in this ministry, we welcome every donation. People have given thousands of dollars to this ministry. Some have given hundreds of dollars. Some have given $50. Some have given $20, some have given $10, some have given $5, and even the one who gave $1, we still prayed, and you know, God bless them, and God rewards them. God knows where you are, you know, and everybody's not a millionaire, you know, so you are welcome to give to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission Incorporated. And we are a non-profit organization. We help in the poor and the needy. We preach the gospel 24/7 on air, radio, and TV stations, reaching out to the globe. And we organize conferences, crusades, seminars, and meetings. And people get saved, healed, delivered, and blessed. We receive testimonies every day. So we want you to partner with us. We want you to be a partner to this ministry. You can give whatever God lay in your heart. You know, you tell the word give to the number, area code 833-846-6808. You tell the word give to the number, area code 833-846-6808. And then you follow the prompt, and then you send your gifts, or you can send your checks or money orders or cash or postal orders, money orders made payable to Jesus Christ Global Mission Incorporated, 10202 Galaxy View Lane, Lanham, Maryland, 20703. The address is on our website, www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. I mail those checks or money orders. Some people have been mailing before, so continue mailing. We need more of you. We need more of you to send us more checks, more money orders, postal orders, checks. Send them, and God will reward you in the name of Jesus. The other number, you can use the PayPal system. The PayPal, we got our PayPal email address, stevenbiokoro@gmail.com. stevenbiokoro@gmail.com. Send us your PayPal donations. It's welcome, and God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Also, we use the Cash App. The Cash App, the dollar sign, and then capital letter, and then BIOKORO, the Cash App, with the phone number, area code 202-460-7110. We'll be there. Welcome. It's received, and it's used for the work of God. Recently, a lot of people sent some Cash App, and we pray God to reward them abundantly in the name of Jesus. Then the fourth one is bank transfer. Bank transfer, Woods Forest National Bank. Woods Forest National Bank, account number 15643945 81. Account number 15643945 81, with the routing number 0531125920531125922. It's welcome. Bank transfers are welcome, and God will reward you in the name of Jesus. For those international, we have received international donations from London, pound sterling, British pound sterling, from London and from other parts of the world. The SWIFT code for international transfer to this ministry is capital letter WONAUS, then the number 44 at the end of it, number 44. That's for international transfer. And I tell you, God rewards you and blesses you abundantly as you share in this ministry, as you help us win more souls to the kingdom. You help us go on air and preach every day, preach the gospel to millions of people around the world, praying and interceding for nations, and praying for the healing and the blessing of people around the world. I tell you, many souls are being saved through this ministry. We receive phone calls, emails, we direct them to churches where they worship, and they grow in the Lord and get blessed in the name of Jesus. I tell you, this ministry is moving forward. We got a big office right now, very large office and place of worship, where we are equipping with equipment right now. We're hiring staff and sponsor evangelists and missionaries. We run a Bible college where we train pastors and ministers. We run crusades, seminars, conferences, revival services. We help the poor and the needy. We feed the hungry, and so on and so forth. God is using us mightily, and I want you to be a part of this work. I want you to help in any way you can, and God will reward you abundantly. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, God is calling on you to be a partner of this ministry, to help in various ways and support us financially so that we can go on and do a lot of things for the kingdom. Nothing is too small and nothing is too big. Everything is welcome. And I tell you, God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He will open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you will not have enough space to keep. Make you all to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you all for listening. God bless you. I want to thank you all, Felicia and I. We say God bless you all abundantly. Thank you so much for your cooperation. And God reward you for sharing with us. We still have more people coming in. More people are coming in. We welcome Evangelist Khalis Tariq Masil, and so others are coming in. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us in this program. I know so many of you want to donate. Feel free to use our PayPal or use any of the methods on our website, www.24hoursprayers.myside.com. Wish you all God's blessings in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for your cooperation in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Erebo senderia imblandaya yandorobo kondoribo imblende imblendeya yanderebo imblende ekende ekendeya. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, Lord, we praise you. We adore you, we adore you. We adore you, Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless everyone who has showed up in this program, as many that have sent their donations, many are still sending, many are still here to send. God bless them, rebuke the devourer for their sakes, open the windows of heaven, pour them blessings that they wouldn't have enough space to keep. In the name of Jesus, make them to prosper and be in good health, even as their souls prosper, and reward them abundantly for being a partner to this ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you all for joining me in this program. The Lord reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus. We'll see you all again next time. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus reign. Hallelujah, Jesus reign. He reigns in me and he reigns in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reign. No more sorrow, Jesus reigns. No more hardship, Jesus reigns. He reigns in me.